Okay, good morning everyone. I'm Gurpreet Kaur and I'm a PhD student from University of Missouri. And I'm going to talk about nitrogen fertilizer management of temporary waterlogged soils to improve nitrogen availability and corn production. And before starting, I would like to thank my advisor, co-advisor, they are here, for helping me with this research and with this presentation. So with introduction, so extreme precipitation events, particularly during April to June in the Midwest, they can decrease corn yields, particularly if they cause waterlogged or temporary flooded conditions in the field. And in United States during 2011, so there is a more than 70% yield reductions. And here in this graph, you can see both drought and flood, they cost more than 70%, but if we compare from 2000 to 2011, so there is the total crop loss is more with the flood, and it's increasing in the last 11 years. So the major problems that are associated with this intense precipitation events is they can cause nitrogen losses, particularly due to leaching or denitrification, and they can have crop stress, particularly creating anoxic soil conditions. There is deficiency of oxygen in the soil because of excess water over there. So there is a research which shows that the use of enhanced efficiency fertilizers that include slow or controlled release fertilizers or use of nitrification inhibitors or urease inhibitors, they can improve corn yields and they can also improve nitrogen use efficiency under the wet soil conditions. And if there is already a wet soil condition, so there can be a use of rescue N applications. So this graph here, a research done by Nelson, shows that the use of rescue N application, they can help in increasing the corn yields. And they use different methods of application of fertilizers between row and broadcast, but both of them somehow they increase the yields under the wet conditions. And this in this picture, you can see how the flooded corn looks like. So our objective was to determine the effects of both pre-plant and rescue N fertilizers and soil waterlogging duration on soil N availability and corn growth at V6 corn growth stage. In materials and methods, so this experiment was conducted at University of Missouri Greenlee Research Station in 2012 and 2013 and 2014. And it's in the northeast Missouri over here. And the soil type we had was Putnam silt loam, which is a poorly drained soil, having a clay pan over there. And then the design was randomized split plot. And there were three replications for this experiment. And our treatments included, first one is flooding duration. So that was no flood, then one day of flood, and then 3 days and 7 days. And then the fertilizer sources we used were non-coated urea, polymer-coated urea, which was ESN, and then non-coated urea plus nitrification inhibitor. That was ANSER we used. These all were applied at the rate of 168 kg nitrogen per hectare, and they were incorporated after application. And after the flooding events, all the plots, they were divided into half, and we applied rescue and fertilizer. That was urea plus urease inhibitor, that is Agrotain or NBBT, and it was applied at the rate of 84 kg nitrogen per hectare, and usually they were applied at V9 to V10 growth stage. So just to remind, like, we flooded the corn at V6 stage. And in this picture, we can see, like, we make levees all around the flooded plots, and then we flood those, add water, and at the end of 7 days treatment, we remove all these levees and water is allowed to escape from the plots. Some measurements we took. So first one was like the soil conditions. To measure soil conditions during flooding, we measured soil redox potential, bulk density, soil pH and temperature using handheld meters. And then we took chlorophyll meter readings after the 7 days flood, and then crop yield and plant population. We also took soil samples before flooding and after flooding, and we analyzed them for ammonium and nitrogen. And then we put PCU packets weighing 10 grams in the field before after fertilization to look for the release of urea from PC over time. And for all the collected data, we use Proc mixed of SAS software to analyze it. So results, and first of all, I want to discuss the climatic conditions during both the years 2013 and 2014. So 2013 was comparatively dry compared to 2014, and we had like 72 mm higher rainfall in 2014 compared to 2013. And here you can see like the planting time in both the years were different. So in 2014 it was planted earlier compared to 2014, and the flood time and then all the applications were delayed a little later in the 2013 compared to 2014. Okay, and this is the picture we took in 2013, and it shows how the flooding affected all the plant growth. So no flooding over here, and then one day flooding, they look pretty much good, similar, there were no differences. But when we flood corn for 3 days, we can see there was a little less growth compared to the no flooding and one day flood, and these crops are less green, which shows that there was a less nitrogen and less chlorophyll content. And then further, if the flooding was increased to 7 days, we can see more bad growth of corn over there. Similarly, there were little differences in the crops of among all these flood durations. So the plant population was decreased by 16% due to 7 days of flooding in 2013. And even we can see that in the picture I showed just before. And then during flooding, we didn't found any differences in bulk density or pH between flooded or non-flooded treatment. But the redox potential was reduced from 566 to 228, which shows like there is a more reduced condition in the soil, less oxygen over there. And our soil temperature, it was again different between both the flooded and the non-flooded one. So here is the 0 days of flood and 7 days of flood. We found that for 7 days of flooding, there was a less temperatures were lower compared to no flood treatments. And even with days of flooding, temperature is decreased. And similar results were obtained by Unger. They didn't found any differences like in soil pH, temperature, but there was a decrease in redox potential. So chlorophyll metering, we use SPAD meter for taking chlorophyll readings. And so we have on y-axis, we have chlorophyll content, and here is the pre-fertilizer treatment. So in all of these fertilizer treatments, there was a decrease in chlorophyll content with flooding days, flooding duration. So in all 0 days, the black ones, they have higher chlorophyll content compared to the 7 days. And for excuse me. And then for all the fertilizer treatment compared to control, the 3 days flood is having higher chlorophyll content, but didn't find any differences among these 7 days flooding treatment for chlorophyll content. So, okay. So we placed 10 gram PCU package weighing 10 gram to see for urea release from PCU, and this graph shows the on y-axis we have urea release percentage versus the days after fertilizer application, and there were differences between all the flooding durations, and different amount of urea was released at different times, and usually more there was higher urea release in flooded ones compared to the non-flood. And then so soil inorganic nitrogen, so we took samples before flooding, so these graphs show the ammonium and nitrate content before flood. So for ammonium nitrate and nitrogen content, control was less compared to different all other pre-plant fertilizer applications. And PCU and NCU plus NI, they were having higher ammonium nitrate during pre-flood conditions. But for nitrate nitrogen during pre-flood, only control was different compared to the other pre-plant applications. For samples taken after flooding, So now for 0 days, the nitrogen content was higher for PCO and then for NCO plus, which is nitrification inhibitor. And with 3 days and 7 days, they all show a decrease in nitrogen content. So corn yield, so it was in 2013 we found that there was a decrease for each day of water logging. There was a decrease of 416 kg per hectare in yield, and our 3 days of flooding caused 1000 kg per hectare reduction in yield, and our 4 7 days caused 2800 kg per hectare reduction in yield compared to the controls. And we didn't found any effect of rescue during 2013, but in 2014 we found that rescue and application they got resulted in higher yield compared to the one they didn't who didn't receive rescue in. So at the end conclusion for so our results from this research show that the corn growth and the nitrogen content they differ in response to water logging duration at the V6 growth stage. And we didn't find any consistent responses to rescue and fertilizer application possibly due to dry conditions during 2013 after the fertilizer was applied. And these results also suggest that changes in climatic conditions, they will have major effect on corn response to both fertilizer and applications before and after flooding. Thank you, and any questions? So we make levees all around that. So water don't go outside that. Okay, so we start adding water on the first day, and you know we try to have like a 1-3 inches of water on that. If we felt like okay, if there should be like water standing on the ground, if it goes down and we add more. So it's like not continuously, but after a day or so, whenever we felt like, okay, we have to add more water, we add then. Yes.
Is there any thought about trying this at different growth stages instead of just trying it at V6? Like different plots, you plot at different growth stages?
Okay, so this research, in this one we only did at V6, and we have another project going on in which we are doing at V3. And the difference between both of them is like the growth stage, you know, like the growing point in the corn. So at V6 is the growing point inside the corn plant, it's above the surface, ground surface. But at V3 it's inside. So we are thinking like both the stages will differ in responses to water logging and fertilizer treatments.
Bobby.
Okay.
Two questions actually. The first one is if you measure nitrate concentrations in the flooding water that you added to the plot to see if there was, you know, a substantial amount of additional nitrogen that was added. And the second question is you talk about the effect of nitrogen. I wonder what the physiological effect of the flooding was in the crop, that maybe the nitrogen was not all of the components, but maybe the ability of that plant to actually use whatever was there maybe was reduced because of that flooding.
Okay, so if I understand correctly, so first question was, okay, can you explain?
The irrigation water,
what was the nitrogen?
Okay, so you are asking nitrate in the water we are adding. So I took samples, but we have not analyzed those water samples yet, so I'm not sure like they have any, you know, extra nitrogen in that or not, and I hope they don't. And yeah, so second part, so yeah, of course the corn is, due to flooding, they are going to adapt somehow to water logging, and accordingly they will respond to nitrogen application. So basically we are trying to see if there is any interaction between this nitrogen application and water logging, or is, you know, like nitrogen application is helping to plants to adapt to such conditions. So, but we didn't find any interactions yet. Yeah.
Great job. Thank you.